Well, I don't really know what to say, but I just thought I'd just give you a test more about, well, how I've been there. Because, like, well, for to start off, it's been about 2 years, maybe a little more, a little less, but I felt burdened that the Lord had me go to Mexico as a missionary. And tell the truth, I really knew that that's where He wanted me to go. But then it just so happened that during mission conference here, you know, the Lord really started burdening me about it even more. And I stood up and mentioned it, and ever since then. I don't know, just Satan starts striking with the confusion, doubts, and fears, and just putting all kinds of weird thoughts, you know, like, should I even go, or where should I go, or what should I do, and just, I don't know, driving me half crazy. I don't know, ever since then, this year has been one of the worst I've ever had. Just, I don't know, every time I turn around, I'm depressed about something, or I don't know, but I can still look to God because He's kept me through this whole year.
Amen.
I mean, I haven't ever had one this bad, you know. I mean, even before I got saved, I didn't have so much depression. But the Lord's kept me. It's just something else because, you know, He's going to be with me forever.
Amen.
And I don't know, I was just thinking about some verses that have come across. I've been reading Psalms, and Psalms 116, I don't know, it's just... Every time I can think of, every time I was really depressed or something, I could call upon the Lord. And maybe not right then, but after a little while, I'd notice that something happened. I'd just be all happy and glad about something, you know, just a real blessing had come. And later on, I'd realize that it's because I prayed and asked God to help me out.
Amen.
And so many times that I would have fallen, but He's picked me up and He hasn't let me fall.
Praise the Lord.
And it's just Him, not me. And Psalms 116, start with verse 1. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice.
Amen.
And my supplications.
Amen.
Because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. He's been so merciful to me. He's kept me this long.
Amen.
And it's not been anything to me, but it's all Him.
Amen.
It's just something just to be thankful for. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me.
Amen.
So many times I was brought low, but the Lord helped me.
Amen.
So many times. And verse 7, Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. You know, the Lord's dealt bountifully with me so many times. Like I'd turn from Him, you know, I'd get really discouraged and I'd start looking to myself or to other things. And the Lord just turned me around somehow. And He turned me back to Him.
And
He's
Amen.
Been good to me. And I don't know, a while back I was thinking that maybe I should go to Mexico. Because, you know, all these problems, you know, about thinking, should I go to New Guinea or Mexico? Or I want to go to Mexico, but I don't know if I should go. I don't want to go to New Guinea, but I think that's where I should go. You know, so much confusion, doubts and everything, you know. But I was thinking about it, and I started trying to save my money. Well, I saved my money and got a car. The Lord gave me that car. I didn't even have enough money to pay for it, but somehow the money all came, I got it. And so much, you know, but I was always thinking, if I had a car, then I could go. Well, I have my car. It's already gone now. And I still haven't gone either, but I tell you what, I've learned a lot in this last year. I learned how to stick with it for a little.
Amen.
You know, I learned how to put up with my own brothers for one thing. I work with them. I never knew they were so hard to put up with. I learned how to put up with them a little more. I learned that I didn't have as much patience as I thought I did. But yet I got more now because I've learned how to put up with a little bit.
Amen.
It's not much, but it's a little bit.
Amen.
And like I was saying about saving my money, I haven't been able to save anything. You know, I can't pay my own way over there. It's either the Lord's going to send me over there or I'm not going to go. You know, I got to trust in Him, not myself. Too often I've been thinking that, well, if I go over there, you know, I'll stay on the border and I'll get a job on this side and I'll just be over there as a missionary. But that's just relying on myself and not on God. And this last year, I think the Lord's been trying to teach me how to trust in Him and not
Amen.
Myself.
Amen.
Just depend on Him and what He can do for me. You know, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. And that's one verse that when something goes wrong, I can always look to that and say, if I trust in Him, He'll direct my path, and I don't have to worry about it. It's not something that I should worry about. It's something that he'll take care of. And some more verses that were really blessing to me. I brought them up the other day in prayer meetings. But see, Psalms 121, I think it was. Psalms 121, I'll just read the whole chapter there. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, Amen. Which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
Amen.
No, he's not going to let us be. He's not going to let us fall. He'll take care of us.
Amen.
As long as we just trust in him and look to him. Because he's our help. He's our all. And verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth,
Amen.
And even forevermore.
Amen.
You know, it's just a real blessing that to lift up your eyes instead of looking down and looking at yourself and looking how sorry you are or whatever, you know. And 124 too. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us and they had swallowed us up quick with their when their wrath was kindled against us, you know, so quick we'd be swallowed up and nothing left if it hadn't been for the Lord. You know, so many times in my life, that's how it's been. You know, I'd fall if the Lord hadn't pulled me back up so many times. And as it goes on, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the streams had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking about that. We are escaped. You know, and Hebrews says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You know, we that are saved, we haven't neglected that so great a salvation. And we have escaped. We're escaped. We're escaped from the snare of the fowler. And we're saved. And our help is in the name of the Lord. And that Lord, he's so great. He's the one that made heaven and earth. That's just a real blessing, you know, that we could just trust in him. He'll take care of us. And the brother mentioned about prayer. If we'll just pray one day out of the month. And that's something else that's been really bothering me, because my prayer life, especially recently, hasn't been near what it should be. And how can I expect someone else to pray for me if I won't even pray for them? You know, that's just something that really bothers me. And I just need to start praying more. I've been thinking about that a lot and started getting my own heart right myself. And, you know, that's one of the most important things, that we pray for one another.
Amen.
So I know one thing, that this whole year, quite a few people really have been praying for me. And that's how I've made it through. Because quite a few times, like one sister of mine, she'd come tell me, you know, I've been praying for you, you know, what's going on? You know, I tell her, oh, you know, all these weird things, you know. And she'd say, well, I don't know, it's weird, you know, because I haven't been praying for you. But yet, if it wasn't for her praying for me, I know I would have fell. Because so many times I remember just thinking, you know, man, should I quit or go on? You know, but yet I didn't quit. The Lord kept me and he kept me going. And I just want to emphasize that prayer is one of the most important things. I mean, how can you expect anyone to do anything without God helping them? And how can you expect God to help if you don't ask him to help them? You know, it's something that's very important.
Amen. Praise the Lord.